You know where we should go tonight? Franny's Fish and Chips.
Dad, we're taking Niles out to boost his spirits, not his cholesterol.
Oh, please. That French food you guys eat is full of butter and cheese.
Yes, but at least it's not prepared by a woman working a deep fryer in a batter-dipped brassiere.
Hey, isn't that Niles?
Hmm? Where?
Driving that old hatchback.
No. Niles will never be seen anything called a hatchback.
Well, it does look a lot like it.
My God, he's running away!
Well, catch him, Mr. 12-cylinder German engineering!
Hello?
Niles, what the hell are you doing?
Well, I'm just pulling into my parking garage. You on your way?
What are you talking about? You're driving up 2nd Avenue.
You're in that little red thing.
No, I'm not. You must be mistaking me for someone else. See you when you get here.
Wait, he's getting away. He just turned right at the corner.
Hello?
Niles? What are you running away from us for? I can see that it's you.
No, you're mistaking me for someone else.
That is ridiculous. I can hear my own horn through the phone.
Frazier, I may lose the connection. I'm just stepping onto my elevator. I'll see you when you...
What's the matter with him?
Matters repossessed his car. That must have been all he was able to afford. It's a shame to admit it.
Hello?
Niles, do not hang up on me. We know what's going on. We're right behind you.
All right, I was afraid this would happen. I was petrified someone I knew would see me driving this humiliating car. It looks like some buggy derailed from a carnival ride, except that this has no safety features.
Oh, Niles, you're worrying over nothing. What kind of person judges you by the sort of car you drive?
Mitzi Gill.
Well, yes, she might. She drives a Bentley.
She's parked me on the corner. She'll see me.
Everybody all right?
Dad, come quickly. I need your help.
Oh, my God, what is it?
I need you to get up here and pretend this is your car. My shoulder is killing me.
Lord, Niles, did you bang into the steering wheel?
No, I've been parallel parking all week without power steering.
Well, let me get you some aspirin.
Oh, thank you, Dad. Check upstairs in the bathroom off the study. Pardon the disarray, Frazier. I've had to cut my cleaning lady down to 2 times a week.
Yeah, looks like a bomb went off.
I gather your financial situation's gotten a bit shaky?
Oh, yes. Ever since I rejected Maris's attempt to woo me back, she's been quite vindictive. She's frozen all the accounts. Sherry?
Thank you.
My salary isn't even covering my legal bills.
Well, what do your lawyers tell you?
Oh, mostly that my salary isn't even covering my legal bills.
You know, Niles, this siege is going to continue. You may have to tighten your belt a bit. Perhaps we should make up a list of your expenses.
All right.
Here we are.
Thank you. Oh, not with that pen.
No?
That once belonged to Noel Coward. Just purchased it.
Well, it is stunning, Niles, but you know, if you're going to be economizing, perhaps you'll have to forego the decorative antique pens.
Could we at least review my list before we make any drastic decisions?
Very well.
That's my rent. That's insurance. But
you paid that much in rent?
Well, that includes the building newsletter.
But it's outrageous.
Niles, are you there?
Yes, Dad. You can't blame me for the housing market. This is a simple apartment.
I'm in some room with a lot of books, but it doesn't have a bathroom.
Oh, that's the library, not the study. Go down the hall, make a left.
Yes, well, this simple apartment of yours is going to bankrupt you. You must admit it's a bit large for one person.
Well, don't forget I have a pet.
Are you telling me that your bird requires both a study and a library?
All right, I will return the Noel Coward pen, but this is my home. This is a basic necessity.
Okay, I found the aspirin, but I'm lost again. I'm in a blue room with big rolls of paper.
That's the gift wrapping room. Look for the stairs.
The only stairs I could find go up.
You have a third floor?
Practically a crawl space. Go out the door to the left. Don't look at me like that. I have to have a roof over my head.
Niles, you have 3 roofs over your head. God's sake, you're going to have to come to your senses. Look at the numbers. They don't lie. I'm afraid you don't have any choice.
All right, now I'm stumped. How do I get down? There's a bookcase blocking my way.
Well, the bookcase is a secret door, Dad.
How do I open it?
Just poke Mrs. Dalloway on the bottom.
What?
The yellow book on the lower shelf.
Oh. All right.
Frasier, ever since I was a little boy, I have walked by this building and wondered what sort of people could live in such a magnificent place.
I know, Niles.
Getting in here after Maris dumped me proved that I was not a complete failure.
I understand that.
And I have no choice, do I?
I'm sorry. You know, Niles, perhaps you should move before you're obligated for another month's rent here. You can stay at my place until you find something.
Thank you.
Here you go. You can get your own glass of water.
This aspirin's expired.
Well, it wasn't when I found it.
Oh, Dr. Crane, I'll clean up.
Oh, not necessary.
You've been cooking dinner every night. I hardly feel like it's my kitchen anymore.
Of course it's your kitchen. No, that doesn't go there. I know it's probably a bit presumptuous of me to rearrange your kitchen for you, but I promise you'll find it a lot more user-friendly.
Where's my jar of Bovril?
No, I wasn't. Oh, the meat paste. Well, I threw it out. It smelled rancid.
That's how it's supposed to smell. It's English.
Well, I'm off to bed.
Roz and I have a very important breakfast meeting with a potential employer tomorrow, and I can't be burning the midnight oil like you, Dad.
Dad.
What?
Oh, all right, I'll get a coaster.
No.
Dad, what is it with you? You could barely stay awake during dinner.
Oh, you'd be the same way if you shared a room with Niles all night long, up and down, shifting and tucking.
Well, if it's really annoying you that much, you know, I'll just move his cot into my room.
Oh.
At least one of us in this family could show him some compassion.
Well, good luck.
Last night I got up and went to the bathroom. When I came back, he'd made my bed.
Much longer.
Almost done.
I only ask because Roz and I have this very important job interview tomorrow morning. I'd like to be well rested. I've been in there for 20 minutes.
No, I haven't. Now I have. You should try this marvelous new facial peel. It's like getting 10 years back.
Still for the last half hour.
This is going to be so much fun, bunking together like when we were kids.
Oh, yes. It's all coming back to me now.
I just want to tell you again how much I appreciate your taking me in like this. Not every brother in your position would be so generous.
Nothing of it, Niles. You're no trouble at all.
Dear, the sound of that rain is going to keep me up all night.
I'm amazed you can hear it over there in Mission Control.
You mind if I close the window?
Not at all.
Ah, much better.
Miles, what are you talking about? That's just more rain noise.
No, it's much more than rain. This is all the sounds of the Brazilian rainforest. Does it bother you?
No. Just go to bed. Oh, for God's sake, Miles!
All right, I'll switch over to Babbling Brook. You know, if you're feeling tense about that interview, I could show you one of my breathing exercises.
No. Just some sleep will do.
Good night.
Good night.
Isn't it obvious you blew a fuse?
You haven't seen anything yet.
Oh!
Listen, I know he's on his way. He must have gotten the address wrong. I knew I should have picked a place he'd been to before.
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I have to leave.
No, please don't leave. Let me just try a cell phone.
Very well.
Hello, Frasier. It's Roz. You sound terrible. Where are you? The emergency room? Oh, my God. His appendix burst. No, 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 no. Don't apologize. It's not your fault. We'll just reschedule it.
I am so sorry I'm late. My usual, please.
My phone, please.
Mr. Draper, you're not leaving, are you?
I have another meeting, and I don't like to keep people waiting.
I'm going to kill you.
Ross, please, I'm so sorry.
Where the hell have you been?
Don't blame Niles. He kept me up so late last night, I slept right through my alarm.
What's he still doing there? Hasn't he found a place yet?
No, no. He sublet his apartment at the Montana. He has to find something furnished. There just aren't that many out there. Still, he's looking every day.
Not yesterday.
What do you mean?
Saw him out in front of the Varsity, waiting in line for Lawrence of Arabia.
Well, that's impossible. He told me he had appointments all day.
Frasier, I know Niles when I see him. How many people go to the movies with their own seat cushion?
You mean he hasn't even been looking?
I don't know.
Ask him yourself.
Niles! Oh, Frasier.
Yeah.
All for another day of apartment hunting?
Yes. Yes. Only hope I see as many as I saw yesterday. Covered the whole waterfront.
Oh, well, then you must have seen the one on Crawford and Pike.
Yes, I think so.
Mm-hmm. White with blue trim? Right next to the market, a couple of flags out front.
Yes, yes, yes. It looks nice from the outside. It's completely unsuitable for living.
Oh, yes, I'd imagine so, seeing as it's a Chevron station.
What?
You saw nothing. Nothing yesterday, probably nothing in the last 2 weeks. You've been going to the movies.
That is an outrageous lie.
Roz saw you and your seat cushion. Here, I was feeling sorry for you. You were lying to me the whole time.
I'm sorry. After the first day, I just couldn't look anymore. I'll never find anything tolerable in my price range. It's barely tolerable having a price range.
All right, Niles, well, listen. Today, I am going with you. Maybe the only way you ever find a place.
Oh, make it sound as if I plan to stay with you forever.
Well, I did notice you put a bottle of 93 Pichon Baron on the grocery list last night.
So?
That wine's not even drinkable for 2 years.
And we've got a rec room, too. And did you see the hot tub?
If you're referring to that six-man Petri dish, yes. I think we are about finished here.
No, we can't leave without seeing the apartment. Frank was kind enough to put on pants and bring us up here.
Welcome to the Shangri-La. Oh, Niles, it's magnificent.
I think you'll see why the Shangri-La is so popular with bachelors like yourself.
Mm-hmm. I'd assumed it was that charming no credit, no problem banner out front.
Here's your kitchen. All modern. Oh, it looks like the previous tenant left a four-slot toaster behind.
Isn't that something nice? You can make yourself a club sandwich and still have a slice left over for guests.
I think I've got the lay of the land.
Oh, no, wait, we haven't seen the bedroom yet.
Oh, right this way. Looks like you left the sheets behind, too.
Well, how's that for convenience? No dust bunnies under that bed, no siree. That is a vacuumer's dream, that is. Well, let's have a look at this closet space, shall we?
Oh, sorry. I thought Gary's sister was supposed to pick this stuff up. Well, help yourself.
This Gary certainly seems to have left in a hurry. Did he leave no forwarding address?
He left a note, but,
No.
No address. Well, take your time.
Now can we go?
No, no, Niles, not before. We've had a look at this very charming little ironing board here. There we are. See?
You sure that's not the guest room?
Niles, listen, I know this isn't what you had in mind, but we have scoured the city. I'm afraid this is the only thing we're going to find.
Well, I want to keep looking. There's no rush.
Well, actually,
what?
Niles. Well, Niles.
Oh, you want me to move out. I've overstayed my welcome. I see.
No, it's just that it's time for you to understand that your circumstances have changed and you're going to have to adapt.
I don't want to adapt. I want to go home.
Niles, you are home.
Well, where are my manners? Can I get you some toast?
He said he won't be joining you for the wine club tonight.
Really? That's a first.
You know, it's funny how much Eddie misses that bird of Dr. Crane's. This morning, a pigeon landed on the terrace. Eddie jumped up excited, ran over and started barking at it.
Oh, yes, he does that all the time.
No, no, this was a different sort of bark, like, you're not my bird. Don't fly over here and get my hopes up like that. You're not my bird. It was silly and sad at the same time, you know?
First hand. Now, say why he canceled it all?
No.
You know, I just hope he's not depressed. I keep picturing him sitting in that dreadful apartment all alone. Maybe I should have let him stay here longer till he found something nicer.
Oh, I'm sure once he gets his books on the shelf and his opera playing, he'll be fine. You have nothing to feel guilty about.
Oh, Frasch, your antique scrap brought over that Noel Coward pen you bought.
Noel Coward pen? Like the one your brother's got?
Oh, it is his. He returned it and I pounced on it.
Dr. Crane's feeling bad about moving his brother out.
Oh, come on, Frasch. He's a big boy. You just gave him the push he needed.
Well, he did need a push.
Besides, I'm sure the place you found him isn't as bad as all that.
You're right, Daphne. It isn't all that bad. Yeah, once he's decorated it, it'll be much nicer. You're right. You're right. I'm being much too hard on myself. I'm sure he'll be perfectly happy at the Shangri-La.
You got him in the Shangri-La? That's where Duke stayed during his divorce. Oh, let me tell you, that's my kind of place.
What have I done?
Hey, Niles.
Dad, Frasier.
Niles?
Did you not get my message about the wine club?
Yeah, but we thought it'd be fun to just go out and have a nice meal.
Oh, well, actually, I'm on my way out.
Where to? Belly High?
No, they're having a ping pong tournament in the Rumpus Room, and my neighbor Jimbo has invited me to be his partner, so let me just go and tell him that I'll be a couple minutes late. If you're thirsty, they sent up some wine coolers in my welcome basket.
Hey, and you were worried. He's making friends, taking part in activities?
Dad, he's obviously covering. That shirt alone is a shriek for help.
Is it so hard for you to believe that he could actually be happy?
In this place, yes.
Oh. You should stay. The guys in D building are bringing over a 6-foot sub, and they've rigged the pinball machine, so it's free play all night.
Niles, you know, I'm finding it a bit difficult to accept this newfound enthusiasm of yours.
Well, weren't you the one who told me I should adjust to my new circumstances?
Yes, I'm just concerned that you're immersing yourself in this lifestyle to avoid feeling the pain you're going
through. Oh, will you leave the guy alone?
No,
thank you.
No, he's obviously having a good time.
A good time.
Yes, and why should he have a good time? Yeah, I'd be happy here myself. This is my kind of place.
Get me out of this hellhole!
What did I say?
I can't live this charade. I have tried. It's taking too much out of me.
Now, Niles, this place is fine, and you know what they say. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
But, Dad, not everyone makes it into that second group. And I've got the luau shirt to prove it. Okay, that's it. That's it. Enough is enough.
Niles, who are you calling?
I'm calling Maris. I'm going to beg her to take me back.
You don't want to do that.
Oh, yes, I do.
Niles.
Life with Maris wasn't so bad. It was my fault, after all.
Niles.
I was too rigid. I was always making demands.
No, Niles.
Eat something. Unlock this door.
No.
Don't throw that.
Niles, give me that phone.
No.
You don't know what you're doing.
Yes, I do.
Just drop it and kick it over here.
I won't. I'm dialing. I'm pressing send. It's ringing. Maris. I'm calling. I'm calling to tell you that there is a new address for forwarding my mail. It's 62 Elm Street, Shangri-La Apartments. Thank you.
Well, good for you, Niles.
Oh, second I heard her voice, I knew I couldn't go back. But how am I ever going to live here?
Well, it's just temporary, Niles. She can't drag this divorce out forever.
You know, Niles, perhaps this place is the price you'll have to pay for your freedom.
Well, it's worth that.
Well, that's the way to look at it. So let's have a toast to that.
All right. Thank you, Dad. You know, I never did sign my lease. I suppose now is as good a time as any.
Niles, perhaps this will make it easier. Little housewarming gift.
Thank you.
Here we go.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you.
Okay. Here's looking at you, kids.
Ooh. You know, Niles, you may have to sleep here, but you certainly don't have to eat here. How does cigar volant sound?
Music to my ears.
I can't go in that place without a jacket.
Well, you know what? Maybe we should poke through that closet. I'll bet Gary's got a jacket that'll match those pants.
Oh, here we are. Yeah, look at that. Isn't
that look great?
Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling. Toss salads and scrambled eggs. Quite stylish. And maybe I seem a bit confused. Well, maybe. But I got you pegged. But I don't know what to do with those tossed salads and scrambled eggs. They're calling again.